Woodrow! Woodrow! Story, dang it, stop barking! Woodrow! Woodrow! Stop it! Stop it! Oh, Sister Callista, thank goodness you're here. I can't get Woodrow to stop barking.
That's weird. I thought he was a talking dog.
Yeah, but he's still a dog.
True. Well, have you tried The Story Must Be Told?
The Story Must Be Told.
All right, that was a good idea, though. What else could we do?
Maybe we could try some petitions?
Oh, good idea. The response is, the story loves a sweet pup.
Dang it.
Don't worry, Brother Lee. Just keep going.
For Mike L., might an old man with a burlap sack corner you in a dark alley? I'm gonna adopt you whether you like it or not! And boy, if that isn't the truth. Yeah, your name is Old Man Junior, you goof.
The story loves a sweet pup.
Keep going!
For Johnny P., you're just a little bug boy. Yeah, you love bugs and bug hugs and bug tug tugs. Chug some bugs, you big lugs. Smoke a big bug jug of bug nugs. Yeah, bug drugs. Bug drugs.
The story loves a sweet pup.
For Janelle M., might you pop a pimple and might what comes out taste exactly like cream cheese? Harvest your face. Harvest your back. Slop it in a jar and call it Janelle's Pop Slop. Ooh, capitalism.
The story loves a sweet pop.
For Diana B., you found a backpack in a ditch, and inside is a tiny little man's skeleton. Shh, no skin, just bones. Uh-oh, take him home, wire him together, and dress him like a little sailor.
This story loves a sweet pup.
And finally, for Damon B., might a friend say, Damon, looks like you got some mustard on your blouse. And when you look up, they poke out your eye. Oh, no! What began as a sweet wisecrack ended up as pirate.
The story loves a sweet pup.
I can't believe it, but I think it finally worked.
No! No, no! Just won't shut that little dog ever.
Well, have you tried a story?
A story? I don't know why I didn't think of that. But where could I find one? Please, Sis Calis, you gotta help me.
Well, all right. I'll read a story. That's what I thought.
The title is The Recovered Diary by Aunt Teakmall. I can't get the drawing right. When I take a step back and see my drawing of Mama's face on the brick wall, I wonder if that's the real way Mama looked, or if I've just convinced myself that's how Mama used to look since I've been drawing for so long. Sometimes I shut my eyes so hard and try to remember her face that all I can see is a dark smudge, and that makes me feel really scared and alone. She used to say that when she was gone, I'd be on my own, but I wouldn't be alone, because she'd always be right there with me, even if I couldn't see her. Sometimes, I can promise you, she's right there behind me, or has her arms around me, and sometimes I wake up crying, even if I can't remember the dream. That's when I feel really lonesome, and it hurts from my heart right up to my throat. And I feel really bad because I try my best not to cry. And it's not fair if I cry in my dreams because that means I'm not being brave, even though I can't help it. That's when I get my butt out of bed and walk around the warehouse and check every dark corner on all 10 floors to prove I'm brave and that no matter how scared I feel, I'm not gonna cry. On nights like that, I walk all the way up to the 10th floor and sleep next to the drawing of Mama on the wall. Because even if she's not really there, I'm trying my best to feel like she is, even if I'm just tricking myself, but that usually helps me fall asleep. The worst is when I smell something that reminds me of her, because that's when it really feels like she's there, and I can spin around and around to try and find her, but I know she won't be there and that she's gone. But like she said, when she was gone, I'd be on my own, but I wouldn't be alone. These are lots of bad thoughts. Mama said that it's okay to have bad thoughts, but I can't dwell on them, because bad thoughts are like seeds that grow big, angry trees, and they'll block out the sunlight, and there's nothing better than a sunny day. I don't want any big, angry trees to grow, so that's all I'm gonna write tonight. Shouldn't be wasting too much paper all at once anyway, especially since this is a new notebook, and I want this diary to be happier than the last one. Today, the word I learned was ornithology. Today was a sunny day. The painting of Mama has been making me feel bad, so I decided to give it a rest and go out exploring and enjoy the sunny day. There are three reasons to leave the warehouse: exploring, foraging, and shopping. Mama said you could only leave the warehouse for one reason at a time, so you could focus on the task at hand. She said it's easy to get lost if you have too much on your plate, and I agree, because I've tried to forage and explore, or shop and forage, or shop and explore, or even all three at the same time. And sure enough, it's dark before I know it, and I come back empty-handed, or tired, or frustrated, or you name it. Yesterday I wasn't feeling brave, so today I decided to be brave, and I have a very exciting thing to report. I walked all the way to the Williamsburg Bridge, and instead of turning around, I climbed all the way up the broken concrete and jumped from ledge to ledge until I was pretty high in the sky. I could see all the way over the river, and there are some buildings 10 times as big as my warehouse. I squeezed my eyes to remember when I was really little and the whole island was smoking for so long, but it's not smoking anymore, and as far as I could see, there weren't any fires and it was really quiet. And boy, was it windy! And guess what? Instead of turning around at the highest point, I kept going and jumped and climbed all the way down to where the bridge broke in half and fell into the water back when I was little. Usually I'm afraid of the water, but this time, I was brave. I took off my boots and socks and accidentally cut my foot, and it bled pretty bad, but I didn't even cry. I didn't have rubbing alcohol, so I washed it off in the water. The water was oily and smelled really bad, but I'm glad I did it all the same because I realized the water isn't all that bad, and it's not so scary even if you can't see the bottom. I still wouldn't swim in it, though. So I turned around and climbed and jumped up the broken concrete until I got back to the road and I walked back home. I'm so tired from all the exploring, so that's all I can write. Plus, it's getting dark. Today the word I learned was majestic, but I think I already knew it, but I couldn't remember. I have really exciting news, but I'm going to save it for the end because it's always better when you save big, important things for the end. Today I was really sore from exploring yesterday, so I spent today as a memory day. Sometimes memory days are really hard because I remember things that make me feel bad, but today was a good one. Either way, it's really, really important for me to remember things because it makes my brain feel like a big book where I can flip to chapters and read my memories like they're a story. Speaking of stories, I used today to remember when Mama would read to me and how she taught me how to read and write. Mama was really proud that I could read and write so young, and that made me feel really proud and brave. She always said that reading and writing was one of the most important things in the world. First of all, she said stories were important because it's good for your imagination, and I think I have a really good imagination. Second of all, she said reading is how you learn, and I've learned a lot on my own from books. For example, I have a book on how to draw, and I can tell you that my drawing of Mama up on the 10th floor wouldn't be nearly as good if I hadn't learned some tips and tricks from a book. Third of all, she said writing is how you leave a legacy. Now, I know there aren't people left to read when I'm writing, but because I can read, I have an imagination, and I can imagine people finding what I'm writing, and they'll know that I was here, even though there aren't people left. Anyway, when I woke up every morning, Mama would read to me, and then she'd read to me when she came back from exploring or foraging or shopping, and again before bed. I remember the first time she asked me to read to her, and I was really nervous, but she told me to be brave, so I was brave. And even though I got words wrong, I read to her, and she said she was really proud of me. That made me feel really good. When she couldn't read anymore because she coughed so much, I took over reading responsibilities. Now when I cough, I get really nervous, but they never sound like her coughs. Sometimes when I forage, I go to the library where there are lots and lots of books, and I bring one back at a time. I grabbed a really big book once called The Odyssey, and between you and me, I didn't understand any of it, and it took a really long time to read. But there's a part at the end where the hero, I can't pronounce his name, but it sounds like Odyssey, finally comes back after being away for so long. He finds out that his dog has been waiting for him the whole time, and I think that's really nice. I wrote all that because I have the big news, and it's a lot like the Odyssey. Here we go. This morning, I woke up, and I wasn't crying this time, and I heard a woof, woof, woof outside. So I went downstairs, and sure enough, there was a dog. It's like it was waiting for me to come back from exploring, just like in the book. I was so scared at first, but it came right up to me and jumped on me, but instead of biting me, it licked me, and it made me feel really good. I know that dogs can be bad, and Mama said a rule was to stay away from them, but as I get older, I realized there are some rules that can be broken. And guess what? It's sleeping next to me right now. Speaking of sleep, it's getting dark, so that means it's bedtime. I haven't named the dog yet because I want it to be the perfect name. It's really nice, believe me. Today the word I learned was amiable, and I think that's fitting on account of the dog. Today it was raining, and the rain burns and steams and puts holes in my clothes, so you better believe I stay inside when it rains. And when it rains, it's not a sunny day, and there's nothing better than sunny days. So it's okay that I stay inside because of that. Also, my foot is starting to smart from when I cut it when I went to the bridge. It's getting really red, and I'll tell you that it makes me worried, but I'm not about to be worried and afraid on a rainy day because that's a slippery slope, like Mama would say. I wish I had the pills Mama left me for when I'd get a scrape or a sore throat, but the drugstores are bone dry and have been since forever. It's sad what happened to everyone back when I was young. But at least it happened so fast there's still canned food all over the place, but medicine is hard to forage, that's for sure. Anyway, I decided I'd give my drawing of Mama on the brick wall another shot. When I went upstairs and saw it for the first time in a few days, I gotta say that it looked a lot better than I remembered. My dog, and I'll tell you his name at the end, was by my side the whole time, and even though he can't talk back, I talked to him all day long. I think we could use some shading around the eyes. What do you think? I'd ask. And when he breathes with his mouth open, it looks like he's smiling. So every time I'd ask a question, he'd be smiling. And to me, it looked like he was agreeing with everything I said. That made me feel really confident, and that makes me feel good. One thing that's happening to the painting is that there are plants crawling up the bricks. They're green ones that cling to it. So far, they're staying away from where I've drawn Mama, so I'm going to let them stay there because it makes it look nice. If they get too close, I can pull them away. Okay, now for the big news. I named the dog Ebenezer. I named him that for a few reasons. First of all, it's the name of the main guy in one of my favorite books, A Christmas Carol. I like that book because I've always wanted to celebrate Christmas. Second of all, Ebenezer is bad at first in A Christmas Carol, but then he gets better and is really nice at the end. Now, Ebenezer the dog was always nice, but I was afraid he was mean at first, and it turned out he was nice, so it fits him, I think. What do you think? He likes the same food I like, and speaking of food, I'm getting low, so tomorrow I'm going shopping unless it's still raining. My foot hurts, so I'm going to rest up for a big day tomorrow. Today the word I learned was prognostic. I was a lot more tired than normal when I woke up this morning, and it took a lot of energy to drag my butt out of bed like Mama used to say. I wasn't even that hungry like I was before bed, but I was really thirsty. I was down to 5 bottles of water, and that's my limit before I go shopping for more. My favorite water is Poland Spring Water. The label says Poland Spring Water comes from Maine, which is a state northeast of New York City where I live in my warehouse. And even though it comes from Maine, I like to think it comes from Poland, which was a country in Europe. I learned that in the Encyclopedia, which is one of my all-time favorite books, even though it's not a story and it's just information. There are lots of encyclopedias, and I wonder if I'll ever read all of them. Anyway, I was going to break Mama's water rule and not even go shopping, but Ebenezer was making noises that sounded like crying because he was hungry. I met him halfway. I decided I would go shopping at the corner store instead of the grocery store because the corner store is on my block. It's called a corner store even though it's not on a corner. Go figure. Corner stores are for emergencies only because they don't have as much food, but I don't need to go as far. I was so tired that I decided it was an emergency. I asked Ebenezer if this counted as an emergency, and it looked like he was smiling, and that was good enough for me. Ebenezer came with me, and it felt like he was protecting me even though I was brave anyway. I got 5 cans of Bush's baked beans because they're my favorite. And guess what? There was even dog food, so I got that for Ebenezer. We ate together even though I wasn't too hungry, and now I'm going to bed even though it's not dark out. I told Ebenezer nothing is wrong so he wouldn't worry, but I'll tell you that I'm a little worried because I feel sick and it really hurts to walk. I'm really wishing I had the pills for scrapes, but since I don't, I'll just be brave. I need to be brave for Ebenezer, just like Mama was brave for me. Lots more happened today, but nothing significant to waste paper on, plus I'm really tired. Today the word I learned was significant. Also, I read a little of what I've been writing, and I write really too much, so I'm going to not use it as much, even though it's one of my favorite things to say. I felt really sick all day, so I stayed inside because I couldn't drag my butt out of bed. I should have stopped for more water yesterday because I'm so thirsty. Plus, I've been sharing my water with Ebenezer, and I'm going through it faster than I used to. Ebenezer watches me when I sleep, and that makes me feel less sick, because it's like he's being brave for the both of us. My foot really smarts, and it's getting bigger than the other one. It's really red. I woke up a few times from napping, and I was crying when I woke up. Also, when I'm awake, sometimes it feels like I'm still dreaming, and I think I can hear footsteps. And the shadows kind of look like people, and that's really scary, even though I know I'm just imagining things. But it feels a lot realer than my regular imagination. I'm worried, and I'm not feeling brave. I really wish Mama were here, because when I was sick, she'd make me feel better. And when she was sick at the end, I was brave for her, and I hope that made her feel better. I didn't learn a new word today, so I need to learn 2 tomorrow when I feel better. I'm really cold, even though it's hot outside. My teeth are chattering, then all of a sudden I'll get really hot and sweaty. I think Ebenezer is worried about me because he keeps licking my face. I've been letting him eat my beans because I'm not hungry, but I'm really thirsty. I wish I had trained him to fetch water. The imaginary footsteps are louder around me. When I woke up this morning, I realized I must have sleepwalked because I was on the top floor by the drawing of Mama. I feel bad I didn't finish it, because between you and me, I think I'm really sick. And I don't want to say the D word, but I'm afraid I might be so sick I won't get better like Mama at the end, even though I'm not coughing like she did when she was sick. My foot hurts really bad, and now my leg hurts really bad up to my waist. The plants growing up the brick are a lot bigger, but they haven't covered Mama's face. I wonder if it's because they like the drawing too. I stared at it for a long time, and it looked like her face was moving. I stopped feeling brave, and I started to cry, even though I have been really good about not crying. Ebenezer was really nice and rubbed his head against me, and I pet him. Then I started to cry more because what if I can't go out and get more food for him? What will he eat? I'm tired and my body hurts. I can't stay awake, and I'm really thirsty. When I woke up, there were people all around me, and they were kneeling. I reached out to touch one, but I couldn't feel him because it was like he was a cloud and not really there. It felt like they wanted me to be brave, so I told them I was brave, and they started fading away like a dream. Ebenezer has been really nice, and if he wasn't there, I would be a lot more scared. This makes me feel bad, but I think I am really dying. I don't want Ebenezer to die too from being hungry or thirsty, so I held him close and told him where the good grocery stores were and how to get to the library and told him over and over the corner store was for emergencies only. I told him all I remembered about Mama, like her voice and her hair and how I can still feel her kisses on my cheek when I think really hard and how she said, "Good night, baby," and always let me fall asleep first until the very end, and when I would say goodnight, baby, to her, and how one morning she didn't wake up. I need to wake up tomorrow, because I want to see the drawing of Mama one last time. When I stop waking up, I hope Mama will be there, because she said in the end we would be together, and that's not the sort of thing you would lie about, because it's really serious. The flowers around my drawing of Mama are blooming, and the flowers are white. And I think that's a sign that she's there like she said she always would be. I don't really hurt anymore, and I think that's why I can write so much. I feel like I'm floating, and I hope I feel this way tomorrow because it feels like I have energy even though it's hard to move. I'm really tired, and just in case I don't wake up, I told Ebenezer I would always be there with him, even when he was alone. And then I felt sad because there are no more little girls for him to play with. I'll be extra nice to him tomorrow because I don't want him to worry about me. First thing in the morning, I'm going to learn 3 new words, and I really hope it will be a sunny day, because nothing is better than a sunny day. The story must be told.
Even terrible sadness couldn't keep this pup quiet. Sister Callista, I swear I'm about to lose my story friggin' marbles.
I did everything I could do, Brother Reed. I guess we'll just have to get used to it. If a story couldn't keep this pup quiet, then there's nothing in the world that could...
You're right, Chalms. It is unbecoming of me. I'm sorry for being so noisy.
Oh, thank you, Woodrow. And, thank you, Chalms.
Woodrow, what got into you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just miss the congregants so much. The unceasing assault of grease storms have kept the church empty for weeks. And it just makes me... It makes me...
Oh, little pooch. Believe me, I know how you feel. I wish congregants would brave the cataclysm to join us, but there's nothing that could bring the congregants out of the safety of their homes. Nope, nothing, not a thing, no, nope, nope, nope.
You're right. There is one person who could bring the congregation back together, and I must find him.
Who? Oh, Woodrow, who is it?
Cardinal Larson.
Story speed, sweet pup!
Goodbye, good boy.
Now,
That was The Story Must Be Told, and I Don't Believe in Grandparents. We're happy to be hosted on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com, and it's a sin if your parents have parents. Find us on Instagram and Twitter at TSMBTPod for both. We've got all our clergy members on Twitter too. Try and find them. Because when a father has a son, the father ceases to have his own father. This is pretty basic science, people. Want to hear the 522 Club? The story's very own exclusive podcast that comes out every 2 weeks? Then join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/TSMBT. We chat story and have special guests. If you have people in your lives who call themselves your grandma, grandpa, oma, opa, mama, pap, then drop what you're doing and report them to the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco. They'll take it from there. Don't even worry about it. We'll see you in 2 weeks with a brand new story, or next week with a brand new 522 Club. And if you have grandparents by then, I got two words for you. Go fuck yourself.
The story must be told.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.